The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready for playing bad news.
We're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
We'll be right back. It Has to Be Said. That's a good way to start the show. A song by a band called Carnival. They're from a place called Perth, which is in an Australian area called Western Australia. I think it's Perth, isn't it meant to be the most remote city in the world? Is that right, Maria?
Oh, what's that, Maria? I'm just trying to get these.
I know, I'm asking
I'm
Maria
just trying to get these headphones organised.
She's jiggling her headphones and stuff, trying to get them working properly. Isn't Perth the most remote city in the world or something?
Apparently so.
Well, there you go. And Carnival are from there.
If you heard it here, it's got to be true.
Ooh, I wouldn't go that far. No wonder. Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. I'm glad we said that was Carnival with Themata. I didn't say that, but I'm saying that now.
And it was a great start, Matt.
Thanks. And the reason I'm making sure I say that is because often we get distracted and we start waffling rubbish and we forget to say what we've played. I think we always say this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works. I'm Matt. This is Maria.
And never say the song.
But we, quite often get distracted because we are so overawed with the brilliance of the first track. Thanks for joining us this Friday evening. If you are listening live on Fresh FM, today is November the 10th, 2023. It's around about 8 minutes past five. You could be listening from anywhere in the world at any time, depending where you are. So however you're joining us, could be podcasts, streams, however, thank you. We really do appreciate it, and it sounds like a line, but it's true. It is. It is. We can see how much you're appreciating this, so thank you.
Exactly.
We weren't here last week. We were at Aidan and Mickey's wedding, which was a damn good occasion. We had pre-recorded a show. I hope you enjoyed it.
We enjoyed doing it, didn't we, Manny?
We did. We were in here on the, it might have been the Wednesday or the Thursday night, busy recording in, I'm going to give it a flash name like Studio B, but the recording studio here. So, thanks a lot for, I've already said being with us. All right, I'm going to stop that now.
Stop that now because, stop that now, Manny, because coming up next is
The Long Song.
Is it long?
No, we're not playing The Longs. The Long
I
Song. That's coming up later, which... I have been wondering what defines a long song.
Maybe you should use the Google and see what that has to say.
Yeah, never type in long heavy metal songs because some of them go for like 80 minutes. That is a long song.
That is a long song. I don't think this song is long.
Song isn't that long.
How long?
Tell us what you've got and why you've got it.
What I've got is this song goes out to Adam, right? In Christchurch. He went and saw this band Beast Wars. When did he see them? A couple of days ago, maybe
really
last
recent,
week.
Really recent,
At Loon's Bar in Christchurch.
Loons. I love Loon's.
Great
it's
bar.
In Lyttleton.
3rd of November, so last Friday he went and saw them at the Loon's Bar. I think they're doing a little tour of the country. Maybe they've done Dunedin, Wellington, maybe. I'm not sure. I can't find anything about it. But
they did a covers album of New Zealand classics or something, so I think they're touring that.
Yes. So the track that I've chosen from Beast Wars is one that I know Adam obviously likes. It's off their album, I'm going to say, the song is River Men, and it's off.
I think it's off the Beast Wars.
Is it Triony? Triony?
I don't think
Blood
so.
Becomes Fire, maybe? Is that? I don't know.
No, you're telling the story.
I don't really know. I know the song that I want to play and the band that I want to play. I'm going to stop talking, Maddie, so you can play that. Then I'm going to find out what album that's off.
Professional. Always professional.
And I'll come back and let you know.
This is why you're paid the big dollar.
No dollar. We'll be right back.
word you hold. Tonight, never felt so old. But tonight, you must return.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ehu, Fresh FM.
That was Baroness and Maria's talking to someone else in the studio, and they've gone, and we're all good. This is professional. You're listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Yeah, a bit of Baroness. I like me some Baroness. They're an American band that was from the Yellow and Green album. When they were, I think, touring that album, they were involved in a bus crash. Not tragic like the bus crash that Metallica were involved in, but it did hospitalise a few of their members. I think the lead singer may have ended up with like a broken arm and broken leg or something. But anyway, Baroness, good band. Do check them out. Before that, Beast Wars, Maria. What can you tell us about Beast Wars?
Oh, well, I can tell you a little bit more now than I could before. But that song, Rivermen, that we played comes off of their 2013 album called Blood Becomes Fire. Now, an early history of the band can be said they began in 1986, but not as Beast Wars.
Oh.
They've had a few changes since then. But 2011, they released their self-titled debut album. And Kiwi band, sludge metal band.
Mm.
Great sludge metal band.
Worth seeing. If you haven't seen them live, they're really good.
Worth seeing. They have opened for bands, Maddie, as you know, such as Mastodon, High on Fire, Fu Manchu, and Caius.
Yeah, they're keeping in that sort of sludgy, doomy. Yeah,
they've opened up. They've played at the Big Day Out. Sorry. Oh my God. Matt, don't roll your eyes. I'm just a bit lost. It's been a long week, everybody. It's always been a long week. Anyway, they've played at the Big Day Out, and they've been likened to musical comparisons to Soundgarden, Mastodon, and Unsane, amongst others. But like Maddie says, if you do get a chance to go and see them, do see them. They're great live.
They've played in Nelson at least a couple of times. I think last time I saw them, they were at a bar that's not there anymore, opposite Fresh Choice on the corner there. What bar is that? Was it the Whakatū?
Oh, Whakatū. Yeah. The Whakatū, was it?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. The back bar there when that other bar had sort of moved to there. Paradox. Paradox were doing live gigs there, that's right. And I think local band Deranger was supporting them. That's right. It was a good gig. That was the last time I saw them.
Back now.
Yes. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining us. When I say us, it's Maria and Matt here in the Nelson studio. We were just saying goodbye to incredibly diligent, hardworking Max, our production guy, who was just heading out the door, popped in to say goodbye just as I turned on the microphone, which was kind of hilarious. Good thing you guys weren't doing anything dodgy. Imagine that.
I know.
Imagine that.
We don't do things like that around here.
Heck no. Beggs Music Works, the wonderful team behind this show.
Thanks, Beggs.
Yeah, supporting us every week. We do appreciate it, and we appreciate you for joining us, and no matter where you are. Now, we broadcast in Blenheim, 88.9, Eastern Golden Bay, 95.0. 107.2 in the Nelson CBD and 104.8 right across the rest of Nelson Tasman. We stream to the planet through freshfm.net. You can find us on all sorts of podcasting platforms as well. We're also on Radio Southland and Free FM. Man, global domination.
And if you've forgotten all that, just go to freshfm.net and you'll find all that information out. Yeah. By going there.
And try and find 46 and 2. It's a stupid name for a show.
That's another story. But anyway.
Stupid name for a show. Maybe. We've talked about changing, but how do you change the name of a show? I guess you just go, right, now we're called Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor would be quite honoured, I think, if we called our show Trevor.
Maybe, a lot of people would feel very humbled because we know a few Trevors.
We do know a few Trevors. Okay, I've decided it is time for the long song. Which was a kind of a new feature, and the reason I'm so happy about this is because we've managed to do it. This is the third week in a row where I haven't forgotten that I've added a new feature, because usually we've done them before. We've we've had a theme on worshipping at the altar of Patton, and we've had play some Slayer, and we've had a few things over the years, and we always forget about them and they disappear.
Two weeks later, gone.
The long song is here to stay, at least for the next, today.
Maybe it'll be around for a long time.
Yeah. Going to play a band now called Paul Bearer. Now, I discovered these guys in 2014. They put out an album called, did they? Was it 2014? 2011. 2011. Sorrow Air 2012. Right, I'm just going to correct myself on the fly here. 2012, they put out an album called Sorrow and Extinction.
I don't know if we believe anything you're saying. You're just making stuff up.
I know. I just had to get my ducks in a row. Quack, quack. Sorrow and Extinction. And it's been one of those albums I love. It's kind of doomy and gloomy. And like Sorrow and Extinction sums up exactly the way this band sounds. So they've always been a little bit long. It's like, oh, I want to fit this in, but it's like 12 and a half minutes long. But now that we've introduced
the long song,
we can do that.
It's a good time for you to go and make a cup of tea because you've got plenty of time.
Could well be.
Just crank the stereo up.
No, you at home, you can't. You've got to cling to this every note from this beautiful song. Okay, this is the opening track from Sorrow and Extinction 2012 by the band Pallbearer. Here is Foreigner. It's coming. Oh, doesn't that sound gloomy?
Already from the start.
We'll be right back.
I hope you're still with us. He didn't shrug off this mortal coil during that song. Doom metal is a very apt description for that. I was going to say the album gets brighter, but it doesn't really. But I love it. I don't know. I randomly bought the CD. I found it somewhere, and I thought it had a cool cover. And yeah, it is gloomy and doomy and dirgy and... Whoa.
Just what you like, Amy.
I can imagine listening to it as you make your way across the River Styx to the underworld.
Ah. There you
happy,
go.
Happy, joy, joy. Yeah. You're listening to...
Not bad, Maddie.
The Bright and Breezy 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Woo! Thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm going to keep with that theme. I'm going to keep with that theme, but the genre is more industrial alternative rock. It's from a super group called Pussifer. This album came out in 2020. And the track that I'm going to play off of that is one that I can never pronounce.
Well, it's apocalyptical, but he sings apocalyptical, I'm sure, when he sings it. He puts a T in there, an extra T, apocalyptical or something. Right. But yeah, apocalyptical.
There you go, thanks. It's got too many syllables and too many letters and words. But that's anyway, Keenan says that he wrote this song before the COVID-19 virus reared its head. He said, but of course, because COVID hit and there were lockdowns and all that kind of stuff, the song took on a whole new meaning. So here it is off their album, Existential Reckoning from Pussifer, and that track that Matt's going to say.
Apocalyptical.
Thanks, Maddie.
Conclusions.
The beautiful sound of Pussifer featuring Karina Round. Now, we watched a stream of theirs from Pussifer TV. It's called Global Probing, and this is how it goes. It goes, recorded at Yavapai College Performing Arts Centre in Prescott, Arizona. Special agents Maynard Keenan, Matt Mitchell and Karina Round are joined by agents Greg Edwards and Gunnar Olsen for a performance that includes songs from their full discography, while captivating an array of visuals and sketches that spotlight our beloved Pussiverse characters, Agent Dick Merkin and Billy D. So if you know Pussifer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, go to pussifer.com and look it up. Have a wee search. Anyway, they've been around for a little while. We've seen them a couple of times now.
Yeah.
They do threaten, well, they have said, well, they have posted, 2024 Northern Hemisphere, which means they've got to be coming back down here.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm putting that out there to you guys now. If you want to see Pussifer next year, just keep your ears open because they'll be here.
They surely will. Surely will.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that track.
Yeah. The stream was good. It was interesting to see their interpretation of songs done live because, of course, there's a lot of production involved in an album and doing it live as a four-piece, whereas... I think they've had other gigs, they've had like five members, they've had an extra woman. So it was a little bit stripped down in some places, but it was very, very cool, I've got to say.
And and the other thing that is coming up for Pussifer is Sestana, and that is celebrating Maynard's 60th birthday. And he's joined by Primus and A Perfect Circle, where they come on stage and just mash up songs, I guess. Yeah, so... Only in the States.
Be a bit of fun.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Yep. Okay, here's a band that are coming to our fair shores next year. Bit of old Iron Maiden, great track by them called The Trooper. We'll be right back.
Beggs Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
This is 46 and 2, and that was a bit of Soundgarden from the album Bad Motorfinger, one of the ones that broke them around about 1991 when the grunge sort of thing took off. Reminds me that album of driving my Mini down next to Queen's Park for some reason. I always have flashbacks of driving a Mini in Invercargill near Queen's Park when I hear, Bad Motorfinger. Don't know why.
It's kind of driving a Mini music. Maddie, you've got something exciting coming up tomorrow from Motueka.
We'll see. It's the drags. The drag racing in Motueka. It's usually, hopefully it's a good one. Quite often it's the yearly disappointment going to the drags in Motueka. Depends how big the field is. It's, Vintage Gases or something. So hopefully it's a good meeting. The Motueka drag strip. And I know it's not very global friendly, but bit of drag racing once in a while.
It's a good fine day tomorrow, so take your hat.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fine. Kicks off at 10:30, I think. $20 to get in.
20?
20.
It's affordable.
Bargain at half the price. Yeah. So you have been listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining us. I did think about playing a song by Yes, but we kind of ran out of time because many of them are long songs. I bought three Yes albums last week and found them at the Restore.
You did.
I was fairly stoked.
You were.
Cheap. Two. I had a bunch of other albums and then saw the Yes ones and put the other ones back and got them instead. Because the other ones were kind of like, meh, yeah, I'll buy these records because they're real cheap. And then found the Yes and it's like, no, I like some good old proggy.
You do like prog. You do like prog music, Matt.
I do.
Sigh.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us again. This has been 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works. We will be back again next week.
We will.
For another bit of wonderful fun and joviality.
If you have any requests, send them into our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just search 46 and 2, you'll find us.
Yeah, we'll hopefully give them a go, unless, of course, we hate them.
That's right. Gonna, if we like it, we'll play it, and if we don't, we won't. That's exactly it. That's our motto, isn't it?
Yeah. Going to go out with something a little bit lighter and lovely, I think. A little bit of A Perfect Circle.
Nice. Good choice, Matt.
Thanks. We're probably not going to squeeze the whole thing in, but here's a bit of The Hollow. Don't even go there. This is 46 and 2. We will catch you again next week. Thanks, Biggs Music Works, and thanks to you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.